1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We're calling a guy named Eddie, and he works in a doctor's office that handles colonoscopies. And Cannon with a K is calling to schedule an appointment for his colonoscopy. And it is making the unshakable Cannon with a K quite nervous. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Are you looking to set up an appointment?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eddie.
Oh, hey, what's up, Eddie? So my name is Cannon, and it's spelled with a K, and I was told I need to get a colonoscopy.
Okay, no worries. And did you have a particular day in mind that you were looking for?
Could you just do me a favor, like, before we, like, go any further? Like, are you around, like, other people, like, right now? I just don't want any, like, especially if there's, like, any hot women around. Like, I don't want people to know that I'm coming in for that.
Well, you're going to be coming into the same office, so anyone that's here is going to know.
Well, but, like, maybe, like, write down something else, though, so that it's not as embarrassing. Like, it says, like, too big or something like that. That'd be dope. Like, write that down. And then you could even write, like, in parentheses, like, wink, wink.
Cannon, I totally understand your concern. I just want to let you know this is a completely normal procedure that everyone over the age of 40 should get. Definitely not anything you should be embarrassed about.
Well,
this is a procedure that saves a lot of lives.
I'm not that old. Like, apparently, I have consumed too many supplements. I haven't had, like, real solid food to, like, the point that, like, you normies would call a meal in, like, a while. But, I mean, that's how I maintain, like, my hot body.
I'll just go ahead and walk you through it so you understand how simple it is.
Okay, dope. Okay.
You'll want to get set up for your PrEP medication,
okay.
And it's going to clear everything out of your system.
Okay.
Because when they go in through your rectum with the camera, they're going to want to be able to see everything in there to make sure you don't have any polyps.
See, and here's the thing. Like, I'm an alpha male. You know, I don't get scared. So, like, this isn't making me scared. It's just making me really, really nervous. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And then you're going to have
that is a one-way passage. Can they take a look at it through my mouth?
No, unfortunately, they have to go in through your rectum to be able to get deep into your colon lining.
Oh my God.
So there's so many
trigger words that you're saying right now, and it's not making me scared. It's just making me, like, really, like, nervous. Canada's crying. Yeah, I'm not crying, but, like, it's just, am I awake for this?
Well, it depends. You have two options. You can either do a full anesthesia or a partial anesthesia.
Okay.
You can either be awake or asleep. It just depends on which way you want to go.
Is anesthesia the doctor?
No, that's what they would use to put you to sleep.
Oh, okay.
That way you don't have to worry about being embarrassed.
Is the doctor a woman?
No, the doctor's a man.
Can we get a woman doctor?
You call doctor. Office, so
yeah.
Depending on your insurance, if there's another doctor's office that is a woman doing it, you're more than welcome to check with them.
Well, I wasn't sure if you knew any. You know, is that something you find on Facebook Marketplace? You know,
you'll have to check through your insurance provider.
Fingers crossed on girl doctor. Hot girl doctor would be even better. What are they looking for? Like a cool butt?
They're going to be looking for polyps or any kind of abnormalities. We want to make sure you don't have colon cancer. So,
okay. All right. Dope. Okay. So I'm definitely not scared. And I'm definitely not going to be crying that morning. Okay. It's, but there's, you know, it's just a lot to take in.
Take excellent care of you. And again, like I said, you'll be asleep. So there'll be nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh God. Okay, good. I mean, trust me, I'm hot, so I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yeah.
Excellent.
One more thing before I get going, Eddie, none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And this is a prank phone call. It's a phone scam on, Your wife, Shelly's the one who sent me an email and wanted me to do this to you. So I apologize for wasting your time.
Shelly. Okay, I'm going to call her right now. Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.